The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. With the rainy fall season beginning, the North Coast has been put under several flood watches since the end of August. BC's River Forecast Center analyzes things like snowpacks and weather patterns to predict stream flows and measure flood risk. Jonathan Boyd, a hydrologist with the center, explained two different causes of floods.
When we move into the fall season, it then becomes the fall heavy rainfall risk of flooding. And of course, that happened last year quite prominently there in November. The fall flood risk can really be from September into maybe late January. But into January, it becomes more about reporting of the winter snowpack in the mountains and then the associated potential flood risk for the spring period of time. And the spring flooding typically can happen as early as maybe late March or early April.
Since main flood causes can differ from area to area, Boyd detailed how these things affect the North Coast.
Yeah, so that area, it's actually a combined, it depends upon the location and then also the size of the river. So for Terrace, the likelihood historically is that we get the heaviest flow and highest flow in the springtime, and that's from snow melt. It is possible to still get some pretty sustained high flows in the fall if there is heavy rainfall. When it gets to some of the smaller streams, say smaller rivers, and whether that's Kitimat or Prince Rupert and right on the coast, typically that is from heavy rainfall.
Whether it's caused by melting snow or heavy rain, Boyd described some of the problems that can occur because of a flood.
Oh, well, of course, it's the potential danger to human life and any properties that may be near rivers. So, of course, that's paramount and most important. Of course, we saw last year just the risk for the road infrastructure and the dangers, of course, of the potential of, say, a bridge being washed out and then someone happening to not know about that and driving off the bridge. Oftentimes, the heavy rainfall events will trigger landslides as well. So that was quite common last year. And the landslides can occur within a creek system. Those are typically called debris flows. So it's essentially just a large mudslide that has actually focused down through the channel of a creek or a river. And with that, it can move pretty fast, picking up trees and boulders, which then, of course, will cause further erosion as it moves down the channel.
While Terrace specifically may not be at a high risk of flooding in the fall season, Boyd illustrated why it's important to be prepared and keep up to date on warnings.
Certainly, there's a lot, of course, just being aware of the risks for people in their homes and whether they are on floodplains or not. Of course, if you're near a river or a creek, there is that risk. So there are areas, I think it's Old Remo there in the Terrace area, that's quite susceptible to flooding from the Skeena River in the springtime when flows get high. So I'm pretty sure that those residents know like the risks year to year and are quite aware of the situation. But what can happen in these flashier events, the rainfall ones, is that the rivers can rise extremely fast in a short period of time. And what may be just a small creek or a narrow river channel can end up becoming quite large and quite destructive. Rivers do move. That's actually what they're naturally designed to do.
To stay up to date and prepared, you can find more information on the Government of BC's website in the Land, Air, and Water section of the Environmental Protection and Sustainability tab. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can read the full story at canada-info.ca.